In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I think that gets me far enough away. And my glasses unfogged a little bit so I can see. It's a bit ironic that we call this Sunday Christ the King Sunday, because I think as we can see from our gospel reading from John today, King is a title that Jesus seems to be avoiding. Twice Pilate tries to get Jesus to say that he is a king. Once directly asking if he is the king of the Jews. And the other, when Jesus tries to compares his kingdom to those of earthly kingdoms, and Pilate, I'm sure thinking, aha, I've got you, asks, so you are a king? Jesus just keeps deflecting that question, and instead answering so much more than Pilate realizes. It's just stuff that Pilate isn't interested in. He isn't interested in someone who seems to be rejecting power by refusing to claim kingship, or by using that power to fight for his freedom. Titles are an interesting thing. And some do come with power, right? Like king or queen. Or president, your honor, doctor, etc., etc., etc. Some power is bestowed, some is earned, some is assumed by people. Some power is used well, and some is abused. Either way, most often the titles we use are used to set apart, right? To mark as different from, and often as worthy of more honor or respect and even more privilege. People stand when a judge walks into a courtroom. We refer to our doctors as Dr. So-and-so. Well, they most often use our first names. People bow and curtsy to a king or the queen of England. In his day, Jesus was having none of it. He was not going to let Pilate put anything on him that wasn't authentically who he was. God did not come born into a rich family. Jesus did not come to live among the royalty of his day. Jesus was born into a poor working class family. He made his friends among the poor and the struggling folks of his day. He hung out with the outcasts and the marginalized. Being king, as Pilate saw King, was definitely not on Jesus's agenda. In Jesus's testimony to Pilate that day, he says, "For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth." To the truth. Jesus came to testify to the truth that God is love, and all that truly means. A love that has little to do with sentiment. A love that has everything to do with action. A love that honors and respects all God's people. A love that is willing to be lived out among the people, walking their tired, difficult, heart-wrenching struggles. A love that puts others above self and doesn't turn away when things get difficult. A love that stands by each and every one of us, no matter what. Lifting us up, giving us hope, encouraging us on, and showing us what a life lived in this love is truly all about. When Jesus says, "My kingdom is not from this world," if my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews, but as it is, my kingdom is not from here. Now, sometimes people hear this as Jesus saying, oh, he has an army, all right. He has an army ready and willing to fight in another realm, in another time and place, a cosmic group of followers ready to do battle. But I don't think that's really what he's saying here at all. I think Jesus is saying, my kingdom is not like your kingdom at all. If it were, sure, if it were, I would have a bunch of followers ready to do battle for me. But that's not who we are. That is not who my followers and I are. We are not people of violence. Jesus is not going to usher in God's kingdom of love with violence, with an army of any kind at any time in any place. Jesus is willing to die to show that is not the way of God. Violence has no place in the truth that Jesus came to testify to. To be a follower of Jesus is to care less about titles and power, but more about relationships and compassion. To seek solutions to our disagreements and our conflicts by nonviolent means. And that is so countercultural. It is as much for us today as it was for Pilate all those centuries ago. But Jesus knew it was the truth. The truth with a capital T. And it was the truth that he came to testify to, that God is love and that love is radical and that it is the way. Martin Luther King Jr. knew this truth when he wrote these words. The ultimate weakness of violence is that it is a descending spiral, getting the very thing it seeks to begetting the very thing it seeks to destroy. Instead of diminishing evil, it multiplies it. Through violence, you may murder the liar, but you cannot murder the lie, nor establish the truth. Through violence, you may murder the hater, but you do not murder hate. In fact, violence merely increases hate. So it goes. Returning violence for violence multiplies violence, adding deeper darkness to a night already devoid of stars. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. But sadly, we live in a world where violence is all around us, where war is constant in one area of the world or another, where the threat of terrorism, both domestic and foreign, is all too real. And even when doing things we once took for granted, like flying on an airplane, can be a time when we encounter unexpected acts of violence today. We seem to live in a time that is less safe for our children than the one that most of us grew up in. So, what do we do? What do we do? How do we live as followers of Jesus who wish to listen to his voice as he testifies to the truth? We start with prayer. We pray. We pray that God will comfort those who mourn. Those who mourn for those who have been victims of violence. We pray that God will strengthen those who seek to stop terrorists and bring them to justice. We pray that God will change the hearts of those who can see no other way forward but through violence. We pray that God will equip each and every one of us for the work of peace, of a peace born of equity, for that is the only peace that will last. And after our praying, we do our part to live peaceful lives, to be people who share the love of God with the world around us in whatever way we can. We testify to the truth as Jesus did. We testify to the truth we have come to know in the one who demonstrated power through weakness, who showed strength through vulnerability, who established justice through mercy, and who built the kingdom of God by embracing a confused, chaotic, and violent world, who took its pain into his own body and died facing hate with love, and rose again to remind us that light is indeed stronger than darkness. Love is, in fact, stronger than hate. And that with God, all good things are possible. Today, we do celebrate Christ the King Sunday, a king so different than the world's kings that he doesn't even claim the title. And the one who testifies to the truth that God is love and invites us to hear his voice and to do the same. Amen.